Hello and welcome to Richard Nan's podcast. Today we're going to do Tech Talk for June 11th, 2007. I will now formally apologize to you for not posting normally for the last couple weeks. I'm trying to get back on schedule, but with everything going on in summer, just trying to get everything together. Okay, now for Tech Talk. PC World has released the 100 best products of 07. Number 19 was Paint.net. 18 was the Xbox 360 Elite. 17, Pandora.com. Number 15, McAfee Site Advisor. Hope you understand I'm just skipping, telling you what you might be interested in. Number 11, Apple TV. Number 9, Mac OS X 10.4 Tiger. Number 6, Wireless Desktop. Number 5, RIM BlackBerry 880. Number 4, Verizon Fios. Number 2, Intel Core 2 Duo. And number 1, Google Apps Premium Edition. For the full list, go to PCWorld.com. Other ones was at number 24, New York Times Reader. At number 26, Apple iPod. At number 28, TomTom 1. At number 38, Skype 3. And at number 100, the Shure S3210. I have no idea what the heck that is. And I don't know why, but they put at number 98, we have the Logitech Harmony. Why? Why? Out of all things you can do, why must the Logitech Harmony be at number 98? Why? Okay. WWDC is going on now. That means, will Steve Jobs announce a new Apple product? Probably not. Or maybe. Who knows? The iPhone is coming out on June 29th. That means you have over... You only have 2 weeks and 4 days for it to come out. Oh yeah, people are going to be going nuts about this. And for all you fanatics, they're already auctioning it off on eBay. So, hey, it's, you know, not bad. Okay. A new Hollywood pitch for Apple. Well, okay, what's it called? As Steve Jobs gets ready for his keynote at the Apple WWDC conference this week, bloggers are buzzing about the Financial Times that the company is in talks with major Hollywood studios to launching an online movie rental business. Now, right now, as I'm recording this podcast, Steve Jobs is announced, well, how do I say this, talking at the, Steve Jobs is giving his keynote at the WWDC. Yes, it is 11:25. He's appearing to be wrapping up. Well, anyway, he's finishing. Here's the highlights of his keynote. I'm gonna do what CNET wrote, because my highlights are not so great. These web applications are working on a phone. So if you click a phone number in the contact windows and the iPhone will start dialing. Click on email address and a new email window opens. Tap on the address and it goes into the built-in Google Apps application that pulls the map and satellite imagery. Web standards are the key to iPhone applications, but these aren't built-in apps. These are web apps that take advantage of Safari, but not applications that are running on the iPhone. not sure if they will make a performance if or not, but third-party iPhone apps will be created for the launch date by web developers. Okay. He was also talking about Leopard. He was saying, okay, here's what I'm going to say. Okay, I'm going to read him. Job switches over to Windows XP window. This is strange, he jokes. He demonstrates the Windows Safari browsing to various sites, showing off a new tapping feature. The benchmark leading candidate is iBench, and Jobs does side-by-side comparison of Safari and IE7, loading a bunch of websites. Safari is twice as fast, as you might expect. WWDC demo. Try yourself, he says. Safari 3 runs on Windows XP and Vista, and exists today. Steve says Safari's HTML performance is twice as fast as IE using a benchmark INA dive and catch. It is also then... I don't know what I'm saying. Apparently, they created a Safari that it's gonna run that runs on Windows. That's nice. Distribution is the next topic. There are over 500 million downloads of iTunes for Windows out there. Apple is going to have three editions of Safari. One for Leopard, one for XP, and one for Windows on Tiger. Its public beta is available today on Apple's website. Okay. What else? Not much. He was giving an explanation of... He was showing off Leopard, which looks really nice. Okay. He was also showing off the Leopard's new stacking feature. Okay. Feature number one. Leopard has a new desktop. They are dropping the usual background and pick what adopts to whatever digital photo you want to use as a desktop. In a new menu bar and dock helps that work. It also has tools to help clean up desktop, which are called stacks. Also, I'd like to remind you, you could email me at wear39@gmail.com. What am I saying? wear39@podomatic.com. At the beginning of the keynote, which was really nice, it was the lights dim, and Apple unveils a new PC Guy commercial, with the PC Guy dressed up in Steve Jobs' trademark black turtleneck and jeans. PC Guy, pretending to be jeans, announces, tough, firmly in cheek, that he is quitting. That was funny. Okay. Also... Firefox 3 Alpha 5 has just came out. Okay. Just for like saying that. What else do I have for you? The in-car internet arrives. Soon you'll be able to search Google from your computer. What am I saying? Car. Okay. In the top 5 most wanted products at CNET.com, iPhone is number 1, Nintendo Wii is at number 2, and the Sony 60GB PS3 is at number 4. Thanks for listening. I'll apologize for the long, podcast today. But that's all I have to say. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. It's my YouTube channel at youtube.com/LarryIsFunny. I have a variety of videos, and you'll love it. Thanks.